You know, it's just fascinating keeping up with the housing market, especially if you live in Texas. But boy, I tell you, some numbers came out Wednesday morning that are just eye-popping. These falling interest rates are really stimulating people. The refinancings, people who have bought a house recently go out and refinance, up 175% year over year. Now, new home sales also came out on Wednesday, and they fell almost 5%, but that they were expected to fall more than that. One expert on this whole business, and especially the region, is Carolyn Rawson, who's the president and CEO of Ebbe Halliday Companies, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Great to be here, David. Hello to everyone.
So is it still great to be selling houses in the state of Texas?
David, it's always great to be selling houses in the state of Texas. We're the state that everyone wants to flock to. As you can see, we've had many, many people migrate to Texas because of how wonderful we are here in Texas.
And you've got a lot of people who want to work for you. I know you guys were down at the Windspear and had a big summit. And had all your people in from, you know, all around the area and everything else, about 1,000 people. What did you tell them when you talked to them?
Well, I tell you what, first of all, it was so great to have an in-person event. You know, after COVID, things changed drastically, and our agent said, no more virtual anything. We want to be together and hug each other and talk to each other. So we had a plethora of speakers in. One of the most fascinating was Sylvie DiGiusto, who talked to us about first impressions. And David, did you know you only have 7 seconds to make a good first impression? So she spoke to our team, but we had also Rajiv Saja from Fox and Roach, who spoke to us about AI, that all-important topic that is such a buzz. And so he talked to our team about how to use AI to benefit you and your real estate business. Then we had Dr. Jessica Louts with NAR talk to us about trends in real estate.
And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about today, is the trends in real estate and what you're seeing. First of all, do your people have anything to sell? I mean, that was the big problem. You had a lot of buyers, but not much product.
Guess what, David? Inventory is up across the Metroplex. So we're very, very pleased with that. Conversations with our sellers look just a little bit different today because our buyers are fairly demanding in what they're looking for, pricing, condition, and all of those things. And so properties are staying on the market just a touch longer. Currently in North Texas, 47 days. Which is up 15%. And so, yes, the inventory's up. We do have more to sell now than we did. We're still seeing multiple offers on some of our properties. Yeah. So it's a great time to be looking to purchase.
Well, I'm intrigued about the pricing because one of the things that came out today from the FHA, coincidental with the new home sales figures that came out, is they said the median price fell. Now, these are national figures, but it was almost $430,000, $429,800, and it fell down to $420,000. That's a pretty good pullback. Is that what you're seeing here, that order of magnitude?
Yes. And I think we can attribute that to a couple of things. We can attribute it, one, to we still have some sellers who have expectations of much higher pricing than what the market will bear. Our current in North Texas average sales price was up by 2%, just a tweak from last month at 502. Now, our company average is 675 thereabout, but for North Texas, 502. So I think we've got to do a really good job, David, with presenting the market facts and what the market will bear currently in the market.
You know, this refinancing thing is interesting, but I had never thought about people being held captive in homes that they all in all would really like to sell because of incredibly low mortgage rates. He said, how can I walk away from a fill in the blank 3% or 3.5% mortgage and turn around and go pay 7 and change? Well, it's coming back down. Is that beginning to free up some homes?
It is indeed. But I will tell you, that was a true challenge because people decided rather than spend that money, I'm going to take the money and perhaps do some enhancements to my house. whether it be to totally remodel, to add space, or whatever. We are seeing that now that the rates have dropped, we are seeing that sellers are thinking again. You know, life circumstances changes your perspective on when you want to purchase, when you want to sell, and that kind of thing. So, yes, we are seeing that lift.
You know, it's really interesting. I don't know that I'd ever seen this before, but in over in the White Rock area in particular, it hit me. I saw people putting on second floors. I mean, it's one thing to add a little room in the back or something or redo, but to put on an entire second floor in a house. But I think that was this same argument.
Absolutely. And yes, we did see that. People wanted more space. And as you know, today the work environment has changed. We have a lot of people working at home today, at least a portion of the time. There's a hybrid work schedule. And so, David, a lot of families needed two full offices. Add to that homeschooling if necessary. And so spaces became very, very important. And yes, we did see people spending substantial amount of money to increase space in their home.
You know, I've lived here a very, very long time. I'm embarrassed to say how long, but so long that I remember people building high rises along Northwest Highway, and they would fail because people didn't want to live in condominiums. They didn't want to live in high rises, and that was not the Texas way. They wanted big space. Well, boy, has that turned topsy-turvy. And now that's a big market. And those are people with families too, right?
Sometimes, yes. And pets. So can you imagine living on the 30th floor and needing to take Fido down to the down to the bottom?
Well, are you going to just say look out below, I guess?
Look out below, that's right. But yes, we are. We have a very robust high-rise condominium townhome market in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, I think it's interesting because that dynamic of who the buyer is, it could be a single person who wants that walkability perspective. It could be an empty nester who has decided, you know what, we don't want the yard. We want a lock and leave product. Lock and leave products are very important in our marketplace today.
So are those people Texans that are buying those, or are these are the Californians and everybody else who's moving?
Oh, I think Texans are buying those. I absolutely think Texans are buying those. You know, it's interesting to say, are those the California people? California folks, they want their own piece of land because in California, they really, most Californians didn't have the large lots, the trees, all of the beautiful scenery. So a lot of those folks coming into Texas, they want the lots. They want half acre, maybe an acre.
You know, I know historically when companies were thinking about relocating that one of the places they would end up going and sending out feelers was to you, because they got to have places for their people to live and that sort of thing. And I know sometimes you're working on anonymity. You don't know who you're working with. But are you still seeing a lot of inquiries about corporate relocations coming here?
David, I would say over the last 3-4 years, we have seen just a slowdown of that. I think that corporations determined the cost of relocating some of those folks. And again, with hybrid working, we have seen that they'll say to the employee, you know what, you can work anywhere you want to. There's no need to have the expense of relocating the moving van and the family and the purchase of a property and the sale of yours. So we still are seeing it. But I would say that there has definitely been a little bit of a shift in that over the last several years.
Yeah, I know you guys are active down in Tyler and Cedar Creek Lake and Stephenville. But are you following that migration north, too, that we keep seeing?
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's interesting because the areas that are a little removed, we always said during COVID, people wanted their own little getaway space. They wanted their own space just to get away from everything. And I think people today have determined that due to the changes in the workforce and how you can work today, people are willing, even when they go to the office, if they work in Dallas, they're willing to drive a little bit because to have their own little space. And so we have seen growth. You know, Sherman and Denison too is just really, really growing. So we are so fortunate because there are so many different options for a buyer today coming into North Texas to
You're right. No, you're right. I didn't want to interrupt. I was just going to say, you have such a fascinating and dynamic business, and it is cyclical, but by golly, it's been a good up cycle here for a good long while, hasn't it?
We are so blessed and feel so incredibly fortunate to be with a company that Abby, we're next year, David, 80 years,
Wow.
Abby Halliday Companies will be in business. And you know, it's such a blessing to work with people on this level to provide the opportunity for them to enjoy home ownership, whether it be a first-time home buyer or someone migrating and relocating to our area, to be able to be really their first friend in many cases, and to show them all of the beautiful things that the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex has to offer, from arts and parks and lakes and recreation and all of those things. So it is a true blessing
You've
to
got
be.
me sold. Now what you need to do is work on your boss. Get Warren Buffett to buy a house down here for like a winter home or something like that.
Absolutely, I think he should.
I think I'll be back to you when you do it. Carolyn Rosen is president and CEO of Abby Halliday Companies. We always enjoy our chats. Thank you very much for the time. We appreciate it.
David, it was an honor. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.